Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In the studio with me, I have my friend Gwen Wisling. She is the executive director for Bethlehem Inn. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dave.
And good morning.
Good morning.
And good to see you. What a great way to start off the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Glad you're here. Bethlehem Inn. What's the deal? What is that? Let's pretend people have just arrived on the planet. They've never heard of it. First of all, how long have you been around?
Bethlehem Inn started in 1999. So we've been around for 25 years now. Hmm. And it started in the cold winters of Central Oregon, rotating from church to church.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then we moved into our first facility, thanks to Deschutes County. And that was on Britta Avenue, which is now the home of the Deschutes County Jail.
And that was pretty far back?
That was back in 2004 to 2006.
Okay. Now, are they still using the same exact building, or do they tear it down and build something new for a jail?
No, it is the same. They have improved upon it since then. It was a great facility while we were there. And
Wait. You're telling me that the jail is a nicer facility than what you had?
Yes, it was. Because we were rotating from... You know, we were finding, we didn't really have a home, and that was our first permanent home for a couple of years.
Okay.
And it really evolved. It was a totally volunteer-run organization up until 2007, where we landed at the site we are at near the DMV on Mervyn Samples. And we have been there since 2007, and we remodeled. Well, we actually built a whole new campus back in 2018 and 19.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a kind of a new facility now.
It is. It's a beautiful facility, and we invite people, yourself included, to come by and take a tour and see what it is that Bethlehem Inn provides to our community, for our community, by our community.
Right, because it's beyond just giving people shelter.
Correct.
Right? You guys have a whole program.
Yes.
Tell me about that. What other things are you doing besides giving someone a roof over their head?
We have one building dedicated to male and female adults, and another building that houses up to 10 families. And those families are like a little motel room. It provides their own private bathrooms, dressers, televisions, beds, and closets and things for storage. So each family has a place to call home. And in our Adults Next Step program, there is anywhere from 3 to 6 beds per room. And they have a private secure locker that they keep all their belongings in. So people have a place to land and feel safe and secure and get 3 meals a day. And that dinner meal is cooked by our community often. Volunteers come in and prepare a home-cooked meal for up to 140 people a night.
And these people, we know these people are houseless. Are these people working?
Majority of folks are working,
and,
yes.
And I think most people would be surprised by that, right?
I think that there is a misconception, a lot of misconceptions about those that experience homelessness, the different struggles that they have. And it's truly just like our population. There are people that have certain ailments and issues and concerns. And oftentimes, those that are experiencing homelessness have maybe been dealt a more difficult hand in life, even just from where they come from and how they have been raised, that they didn't have a lot of resources available to them. Or it can be a string of bad luck and losing a job or an illness or an accident that can create a setback in somebody's life.
I feel like housing costs more now than it ever has before. That's had to affect you as well, right?
Most definitely. We built this facility right before the pandemic hit. And at that time, you know, housing prices soared because there were a lot of people that wanted to work remote and move to Central Oregon. There's that misnomer, well, if you build it, they will come. And we are somehow perpetuating the issue. And it is just that our area is so so high in demand that a lot of people want to move here. And they love the lifestyle. And that creates higher prices for everybody.
Sure. Are you finding that the people that you have, have they been here a while? Or are there people that actually move from outside the area and then just can't find a place, so they end up with you guys? I know that's a weird question, but yeah. I mean, do you know where these people are coming from, I guess?
We do in January. This month, we'll be doing the point in time count, and that is a way that we kind of do a census for people that are experiencing homelessness. There are a lot more people than we can actually count, and the majority of people are from the area. They've been here 10 years or longer. I've been here for 17 years, but I wasn't originally from here either.
Sure.
There's a lot of people.
Well,
probably most people
now, I would say, probably came from somewhere else when you
exactly.
have this many people. We grew so fast.
Yes. So that challenge of people thinking that it's people being attracted and coming to this area, oftentimes they're scams. They put down a down payment on a place and they get here and it's not there.
Sure.
I mean, that's one example, but there are, for the most part, yes, we're serving folks here locally in Central Oregon, and Bethlehem Inn is one among many, many organizations that are there to create a safety net for people so that they're not having to be outside in these cold, frigid temperatures, and that they know that there's a community that cares and wants the best for them as well.
Are you almost always at full capacity? How does that work?
Yes. Oftentimes people think we are at capacity because it's winter and it's cold. We are at capacity during the summertime as well.
We have that many people that need help.
Yes. And our program, our one in Bend, has a limited stay. Initially, it's a 5-week, and then there's a continued ability to stay based on somebody's willingness to take the suggestions and work within some of their own self-designed goals to help them move forward. And as long as they're doing that, they can continue staying.
What kind of goals are we talking about? I mean, just things to get you back into the swing of things?
If not working, it's getting work. I overheard a gentleman yesterday in our family program. They were having a discussion about how there's a great employment market. He said he'd already gotten one job and had already gotten a second job. So he's able to, you know, get the savings that he needs. So it could be employment, and then it's saving money for a deposit, for a rental. It's making sure the kids are in school. It's setting up a bank account or a budget. And just having some self-sufficiency goals, getting to the doctor, getting physicals or dental care or deferred maintenance taken care of, if you will.
Sure. Talking to my friend Gwen Weisling. She's the executive director of the Bethlehem Inn. We need to take a quick break, but we'll continue our conversation right after this.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.